lies in silence. In order to continue living in our current destructive culture, we must continually tell lies to ourselves and others. Must these lies be believable? One of my favorite things I've ever written was were the first words I wrote in A Language Older Than the Words. A Language Older Than the Words begins with the paragraph, "There's a language older by far and deeper than words. It's the language of bodies, a body on body, wind on snow, rain on trees, wave on stone. It's the language of dream, gesture, symbol, memory. We've forgotten this language. We do not even remember that it exists." And that's where the book starts, but that's not the first paragraph I wrote for the book. I wrote that much later in the book and realized it needed to be the first paragraph. The very first words I wrote for that book were really central to all of my work. This is the thesis for everything I've ever written in many ways, which is, in order for us to maintain our way of living, we must, in a broad sense, tell lies to each other, and especially to ourselves. It's not necessary that the lies be particularly believable. The lies act as barriers to truth. These barriers to truth are necessary because without them, many deplorable acts would become impossibilities. Truth must at all costs be avoided. When we do allow self-evident truths to percolate past our defenses and into our consciousness, they're treated like so many hand grenades rolling across the dance floor of an improbably macabre party. We try to stay out of harm's way, afraid they'll go off, shatter our delusions, and leave us exposed to what we've done to the world and to ourselves, exposed as the hollow people we've become. And so we avoid these truths, these self-evident truths, and continue the dance of world destruction. In many ways, that's all of my work right there. And this is true on every level, from the familial to the social, and from the internal to the external. Everything about this culture is really based on lies. And on the personal and familial, I've long respected what R.D. Lang said about the three rules of a dysfunctional family. And rule A is don't. Rule A1 is rule A does not exist. And rule A2 is never discuss the existence or non-existence rules A, A1, or A2. So what this meant within my own family is that we could talk about anything we wanted except for the violence that we had to pretend wasn't happening. And then, of course, we couldn't talk about the fact that we weren't talking about the violence that we had to pretend wasn't happening. We couldn't talk about the fact that 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 we couldn't talk about the violence that we had to pretend wasn't happening. And it's the same on a larger scale, where we can talk about anything we want except for the fact that corporations are killing the planet. We can talk about football. There's a lot of games going on today, and there will be a lot of games going on tomorrow. And we can talk about that all we want, but we can't talk about the 200 species that went extinct today. And if we do talk about the 200 species that went extinct today, we can't talk about what is driving them extinct. And if we do talk about what is driving them extinct, we have to come up with false reasons for it, with fragmented reasons for it. We see these lies on every level, whether it's, the lies are inherent. We've talked about the personal very briefly. The lies are inherent in capitalism, with people pushing really hard that capitalism, if we just act more nicely, then capitalism can work. I remember something Bill Clinton said when he was running for president in 92. Maybe it was 96 when he was running for re-election, I don't remember which, where he said that he would show that the invisible hand of Adam Smith in capitalism has a green thumb. And, of course, that's just nonsense. These lies are evident everywhere. There is, pornography is the single largest commercial use of the internet. And, pornography itself is a lie. And everything, I can't find anything really. I sometimes think about this great quote by the German Reichskanzler Paul von Hindenburg, where he talked about the relationship between this way of life and the social and ecological destruction it causes. He said, without colonies, no security regarding the acquisition of raw materials. Without raw materials, no industry. Without industry, no adequate standard of living and wealth. Therefore, Germans, do we need colonies? And when I read a sentence like that, I always feel a certain amount of comfort, because at least he's not lying. At least he's saying, we're going to go exploit, and we're doing it so we can have the comforts or elegancies that make up our way of life. And you don't see that honesty very often. More often, we are told that this is development. This is not actually colonialism, but we are actually helping these people to develop their natural resources. But what is developing natural resources? Developing natural resources is converting the living to the dead. And this all makes me think, I mean, this is the depth and breadth of where these lies go, that Robert J. Lifton talked extensively about how before you can commit any mass atrocity, you have to convince yourself and others that what you're doing is not in fact an atrocity, but instead you're doing something good. He called those claims to virtue, such that the Germans weren't actually committing genocide against and mass murder. They were instead purifying the Aryan race. They were doing a good thing from their own perspective. Never mind the fact that alcohol abuse and suicide were rampant among the Germans who participated in these atrocities, because a part of their bodies knew. You can't lie to your body forever. And a part of their bodies knew that what they were doing was not, in fact, a good thing. That's why the Germans developed the mobile killing vans where they could gas. And that's why they developed the Zyklon B so they could gas, because it was too traumatic for the individuals to shoot all those people face to face. We can maintain these lies, but it's incredibly expensive. So the Germans had that claim to virtue, and the American settlers did not commit genocide and mass murder against American Indians and land theft. What they did was they manifested their destiny. They had that claim to virtue. And today there's the claim to virtue that we're not murdering the planet. We're making money. We're developing natural resources. But it's all the same, and it's all a lie. And I've always strongly admired the statement by Milan Kundera that the struggle against oppression is a struggle of memory against forgetting. And one of the purposes of these lies is to help us forget, to teach us to forget that these are lies. I think, you know, it's extraordinary to me. These lies, we see them all the time in the whole sort of bright green movement, this notion that you can have a city with that's sustainable, that you can have, that this culture's energy can come from solar and wind. Those are just the latest, really, claims to virtue to further devastate the planet. And the lies have to be quite obvious. And a really good example is people say, you see this just almost every day. We'll hear that, like a couple days ago, there was a headline that Las Vegas is now going to have 100% renewable energy. And while first, Las Vegas shouldn't exist, I mean, it should not exist. And so whether it's powered by renewable energy or not is kind of irrelevant, because it will never be sustainable. But this is seen as a great victory for sustainability. Second, it ends up that they're not telling the truth at all, that if you read the fine print, it's not going to be 100% renewable energy. What they're going to use is renewable electricity. And electricity accounts for between 10 and 20% of total energy use in most places. So right off the top, instead of pledging to do 100% renewable energy, they're pledging to do 10 to 20% renewable energy. And then you read more and you find out that they're actually only talking about the municipal buildings. And they're not actually talking about industry. They're not actually talking about individual homes. They're not talking about the casinos. They're not talking about any of that. They're talking about municipal buildings. So Las Vegas and municipal, I don't know municipal energy usage, but I know that municipal waste usage is about 3% of total. And municipal water usage is about 5% of total. Let's presume municipal energy usage is about the same. So what they're really saying, the headline, which was Las Vegas to go 100% renewable energy, okay, remember, electricity cuts it down to, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt and say 20%. So right now the headline should read, Las Vegas pledges to go 20% renewable electricity, but then it's only the municipal parts, which is about 5%. So what the headline really should say is Las Vegas pledges to go 1% renewable energy. And that's not even including the great harm caused by the so-called renewable energies, the great harm caused by the solar energy factories out in the desert, the great harm caused by hydro, the great harm caused by the fabrication of these solar panels. It's not to include any of that. So that's just one more example of these lies. And, you know, those of us who are not in power tell lies too. And one of the ways we tell lies is that we pretend that, I mean, there's the whole simple living lie that if I just live simply enough, that will stop this culture's murder of the planet. But my individual consumption is not the point. The point is that there is this omnicidal system that is raging across the planet and killing everything, and it must be stopped. And we do anything we can to avoid that fundamental knowledge. I'm going to go a different direction for a second, which is that I think one of the most important things, and this is part of the core of these lies, is that one of the most important things that any abuser does, and this is true on the individual level, and we'll talk about that, and then we're going to talk about this on a larger social scale. One of the most important things that an abuser does is get everyone in the family dynamic to identify with the abuser and to attempt at every moment to take care of the abuser. And they have to do this because if they don't, the abuser could destroy them. And I mean, if your father, if he gets upset, he will beat you, then you come to pay much closer attention to him than you do to you, because your life depends on you paying attention to him. And so the larger dynamic ends up that we all are attending to the abuser and we are doing everything we can to protect the abuser. We can all see how this works on the social, on the personal and familial level, but it's also true on the larger social scale that we end up identifying with the system on every level, and that makes us really stupid and makes us lie to ourselves. And one of the ways I break through this all the time is by saying that if space aliens were vacuuming the oceans and they were changing the climate and they were putting dioxin in every mother's breast milk, we would know what to do. We would fight back. We wouldn't get really stupid and say, oh, let's elect a slightly less horrible alien. You know, let's elect a slightly less horrible Klingon. We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't say, oh gosh, if I just have a compost pile and if I recycle my plastic, then the aliens won't kill the planet. There is this fundamental lie that we ignore studiously, which is that the dominant culture has declared war on life and that it must be stopped. It's not enough to just try to navigate our way through this with some sort of integrity. What's important is that we stop it. And the first step toward doing so is to, I love the line which I've said before, which is from a doctor friend of mine, which is first step toward cure is proper diagnosis. So if you live in a culture of lies, and if you live in a culture that's based on lies, I think that the first step is to attempt, in whatever ways you can, to simply tell the truth about your condition and to tell the truth about the larger condition. And those truths will be met as a hand grenade would be met rolling across the dance floor of a party, which is everybody will flee as quickly as they can from this. But that doesn't alter the fact that the first step toward cure is proper diagnosis.